Hello to you. Ian Danter here, your genial, balmy old podcast host. And as you may know, we've been away during the first little bit of September, having a short break, recharging the batteries for the old show. But before we return with a brand new episode on or around the 21st of September, I thought I'd put together a collection of some of our favourite parody songs that we've recorded in the first 24 episodes, which we've been putting together since I started this podcast back in March, assisted, of course, by my old writing colleagues from BRMB and Heart FM comedy show days, Messrs. Sean Percival and Andy Robinson. So hopefully this next 40 minutes or so will bring you some of your personal favourites from the dozens and dozens of songs that we've recorded. And if you're kind of new to what we do, I hope this selection of tunes prompts you to head off and access the archive of all our Barmy Old podcasts so you can hear more of our work, not just parody songs, but also sketches and characters like old Des with his diary or Black Country Bob in the House of Commons. But this is about our musical contributions. What happens usually is that a new story inspires one of us to write a parody song about it, and then I set to work putting together the backing track in my home studio here with drums, bass, guitars, keyboards, etc., as well as the vocals. We try not to use karaoke tracks, as backing vocals on those kind of things get in the way a little of the gags. And anyway, I enjoy the recording process anyway, so there. Sometimes, though, we do get hold of backing tracks with no vocals on, which does save me a bit of time, I must admit. And one rule we always try to set ourselves, the three of us, is not always to rewrite the whole song just for the sake of it, as we found over time that a verse and a chorus is quite often enough to make the joke work. Although we do relax that rule sometimes if we think it's worth doing that little bit extra. So let's get into it then. We have sport and entertainment stories to come for you, but we'll start inevitably with politics, COVID-19, and the leader of the free world. Just when you think he said quite enough daft stuff, Donald Trump somehow goes and ups the ante with every successive press conference or interview. Like back in April, when he suggested that ingesting cleaning products would potentially combat this pandemic. All this whilst his American electorate, suffering from early COVID news fatigue, were heading for the coast to sunbathe in huge numbers.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Strolling along, no need to social distance. I'm a president and a half, you know. You ready? I've got them drinking Silit Bang. I've got them drinking Silit Bang. Crowding on the beaches, drinking all the bleaches. Well, you got the demeanor that there's some kitchen cleaner in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my orange skin, baby. Yeah, that feels real good. Full strength, Dettol, Ajax, and Sif. Just lap it up. Extra strong Domestos, just lap it up. Ready? Crowding on the beaches, drinking all the bleaches. Well, fake news says drinking bleach doesn't work. Well, you know what? They're saying we're gonna be stuck in all summer. Well, what a bummer. I can tell you that if it were up to me, we'd be in the streets, all hustle and bustle, knocking back Mr. Muscle. Okay, I know someone who thinks drinking bleach is a good idea. It's my good friend Barry Scott. Tell him, Barry, tell CNN what happens when we drink your lime and grime.
Bang! And your life is gone.
Mr. President, if you drink Silit Bang, you'll die.
That's fake news.
Mr. President, if you swallow Domestos, you end up dead.
That's fake news, too.
Okay, Mr. President, why don't you try some?
Okay, that's it. Press conference over. I'm out of here.
There you have it. Ask him to back up his BS, and bang! And the president has gone.
It's a special best of edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old podcast. And as I'm sure you know, I absolutely love my sport, and I've worked in sports broadcasting and commentary for over two decades, now in 16 of those at Talk Sport. But of course, no one has seen a football season play out the way that this last one has in and around lockdown. And back in mid-June, Simon and Garfunkel were on hand for us to explain just how football's Project Restart would be without supporters in our grounds.
Hello, football, my old friend. You're on our TV screens again. Amazon Prime and BT, Sky Sports and even BBC. But when they score a goal, there will not be deafening cheers or any tears. Just the sound of silence. There will be no fans in the ground. No nutters jumping up and down. Scarves and hats no one will be wearing. There'll be no hooligans and no swearing. And there'll be no arrests. And there will be no lifetime bans for any fans. Just the sound of silence. And there will be no racist chants. And there will be no violence. Projectiles won't be flying through the sky. There'll be no Bovril and no dodgy pies. And there'll be no punch-ups outside the ground after the game. Cause no one came. It's just the sound of silence.
Oh, look, Paul. Some football fans were just watching us there from the recording booth.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, what did you think of our harmonies?
You're s**t and you know you are. You're s**t and you know you are. Because you're s**t and you know you are. You're s**t and you know you are.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're s**t. And you know you are.
Now, this next tune is a parody song that simply made me chuckle when Sean first sent me the lyrical idea, and it still makes me chuckle now. We are, it seems, living in a very woke society now, where the notion of offence and what gives offence is very different to what it was 30 years ago, say. Now, rock stars of that 70s and 80s hedonistic heyday have been especially under the microscope, it seems, for any past indiscretions they might have had. So Billy Idol took it upon himself to rewrite the lyrics to one of his biggest 80s hits to reflect his wish to be seen as more politically correct in 2020.
We'll do anything. My mature 34-year-old, and I'd do anything for my fully grown woman. She'd been around the block and she'd done everything before she met me. Oh, mature 34-year-old, it was all consensual. I never took any liberties with her. Someone checked the date of birth of my mature 34-year-old. She wrote out a consent form and filled it in. And I'd do anything for my mature 34-year-old. And I'd do anything for my fully grown woman.
So Billy, will you be changing any more of your lyrics now you're getting on in years?
Well, yes, I will, Ian. Because instead of saying, nice day for a white wedding...
Yeah?
It'll be a crap day at my mate's funeral.
Oh, right, yeah.
And instead of rebel yell, I thought I'd do this instead.
Right?
Because in the midnight hour, I'll cry nurse, nurse,
nurse. With a pensioner's yell, I cry, nurse, nurse, nurse. Ow!
Oh, excuse me.
So another aspect of our new normal in society is the recent rise of a group of women, usually in the States, it seems, being filmed and then shown on social media, ranting to all and sundry in a shopping mall or a store, in a parking lot, or just in the street, making mountains out of metaphorical molehills. Now, these angry women have been categorised by a single Christian name that the songwriting legend Neil Sedaka immortalised for us a couple of months back on the show. It's a parody song special on Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, looking back over the 6 months of parody songs that we've put together across our first 24 episodes. Episode 25, out late September, by the way. Surely one of the most famous names in British politics in 2020 had barely been heard of before Boris won the general election late last year. Not even 12 months on, his special advisor, Dominic Cummings, is now renowned as the power behind the throne, it seems. And so powerful is he that he survived flouting lockdown laws with his wife and young child to drive up from London to his native northeast, including one 60-odd mile drive to Barnard Castle to ostensibly check his eyesight. I mean, you have to grudgingly admire the sheer front of the man for that, and that press conference he gave in the Rose Garden at number 10 alone. Here he is giving us his thoughts about what happened via a Chuck Berry classic.
Riding along in my automobile, my family beside me at the wheel. I drove 260 miles, my sense of defiance running wild. Boris talking crap on the radio, with no particular place to go. No particular place to find. I thought I might be going blind. We all know when you lose vision, you do not see an optician. No. You drive off somewhere really far with your whole damn family in the car.
Country wants to see you gone now.
Oh, give over.
Oh,
What's your social distancing?
Shame.
Go on.
Shame on you, resign.
You're not 2 metres. You're not 2 metres.
It's time to go. Today.
Riding along in my calaboose. I'm wondering, is this child abuse? A lot of people, they've got a grudge. But there's not a chance I'm gonna budge. 4 more years, let's drive it slow. 'Cause we've no particular place to go. Riding along with my immense wealth. No, I'm not like everybody else. It should by now be totally clear. My concern for you is insincere. As long as folk like me are around, this particular place is going down. Are you scared?
Now, sometimes on the Barmy Old Podcast, just sometimes, my writing buddies, Sean Percival and Andy Robinson, like to take me out of my musical comfort zone with the parody songs they offer me, especially Andy. All right, it's almost always Andy. Over the last few months, I've sung We'll Meet Again using Cardi B lyrics. I'd never heard of her before we did it. I've somehow got my tongue around the Shaman's Ebenezer Good for the increase in illegal raves that we saw during lockdown, and even Donald Trump covering Kanye West, for goodness sake. Now, Andy sent me this next idea when the news broke that a proposed set of COVID-secure outdoor music concerts had been pulled right at the last minute due to health and safety concerns, which was, of course, really bad news to those who were set to perform at these gigs, including Gary Newman and the notorious British rapper Dizzy Rascal.
I wake up every day, it's a nightmare. COVID-19's got us all scared. The live music scene is not thriving, so I thought I'd do a gig at a drive-in. But what's happened is not that funny. Thought it was a chance to earn some money. And the live music scene is broken, but all of the pubs can be open. Some people think it's bonkers, but I just think it's sad. We all want to live our life to band driving gigs is mad. Some people want to pay for frills, some people just want to dance. But if you want to see a gig, you haven't got a chance.
Bonkers.
I wake up every day and I'm stalling. Everything in my life is so boring. I just wanna have some enjoyment, but I'm facing unemployment. We're living in a time of silence, thanks to that coronavirus. Now the gigs are gone, I don't know what to do. Have to get a job at my local B&Q.
Bonkers.
Some people think it's bonkers, some might think it's bizarre that you can't watch your gig even when you're stuck in your car. Some people pay for tickets and they would drive around. Man, I'm trying to live my life, but everything is closed down.
Bonkers.
Yeah, cheers for that, Dizzy. Oh, here's Gary Newman, who was also meant to play at one of these shows. What do you make of all this, Gary?
Here in my car, I am stuck on the drive. I'll have to do a jigsaw, 'cause now I can't perform live. We're barred. You're in your car, and you had bought some tickets. But now get back in your house and watch some more Netflix. You're barred.
I'm back on more familiar music ground with this next parody song from our 10th episode back in May. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See, I can count to 10, no problem. But can the Home Secretary? She came out with a very confusing set of numbers and figures during one of those daily government briefings that we had. And punk legend Sex Pistols were singularly unimpressed with her lack of clarity on the numbers game. Incidentally, Sean told me after he'd heard the finished version of this, I forgot you did a good jolly rotten. Oh, come on, how hard can it be?
So the lockdown started in March. It's now the end of May. So this has been going on six months. One month. A year. A decade? A century?
She's Home Secretary, but she can't do maths. Her dad extreme briefing got loads of laughs. She read the numbers, us about face. The MP for weather. It's a bloody disgrace. Cause she's called Pretty Patel Pretty. She's vacant. Cause she's called Pretty Patel Pretty. She's vacant, cause she's called Pretty Patel Pretty. Now, well, she can't count.
All Britons returning from abroad will have to self-isolate for 14 minutes, 3 years, 6 days, 4 seconds, and 200 hours and a month. And anyone caught flouting these rules is liable to a fine of 1,600,000, 20,000, 32,000, and 1,000,000.
Pretty Patel, and she can't count.
Still to come, Boris takes on George Michael, and possibly our most requested new parody song that we've done thus far on the Barmy Old Podcast. Now, this next one from early May is about Brian May, legendary Queen guitar player. We'd pretty much finished episode 8 of this podcast, I remember, when the story suddenly broke late on Friday afternoon about Brian rupturing muscles in his backside after an overly frenetic bout of gardening at his home. So I called Sean quickly and we put this together right at the last to tag on to the good stuff I felt we already had in that episode. And it also gave me a chance to play guitar like Brian, lay on some backing vocals to a Queen classic that described exactly what had gone on in Brian's back garden.
Oh, Brian's in hospital tonight. Oh, his bottom doesn't feel quite right. Oh, a torn ass muscle's what he's got. His bottom hurts, that's why he's making screaming sounds.
Ooh, my gluteus maximus. Well, I do have a degree.
He was doing some gardening, cutting back and watering, and he had just finished cutting all the grass.
Yeah.
He bent down to plant some beans. Then he let out loads of screams, cause he just torn every muscle in his ass.
Oh well, who wants to live forever?
Well, he put ice cubes down his pants, then he called an ambulance, because he was in considerable pain.
I tell you,
serves him right for being a pillock, thinking he was Charlie Dimmer. Will he be able to ever wipe his bum again? Now get this!
Oh, Brian's in A&E tonight. Oh, he'll barely move for a fortnight. Oh, that'll teach him not to squat. His bottom hurts, that's why he's making screaming sounds. His bottom hurts, he's gonna need an ultrasound.
Sit on the bog and cry! Ow!
His bottom hurts!
Oh!
His bottom hurts!
Ooh!
His bottom hurts!
Ow!
His bottom hurts!
It even hurts when I fart, Freddy.
Any way the wind blows.
So here I am putting this together in mid-September, and the rules on what to do in specific COVID-related instances is, yeah, it's as clear as mud, isn't it? Clear as mud. Slogans have been the name of the game for the government most of the time. But as May became June, the Prime Minister gave lockdown Britain the slightest chink of light as summer arrived, saying that in certain circumstances, we could finally leave our houses for some proper fresh air with friends. And in order to make his point crystal clear, which I'm sure you'll agree he's always brilliant at, he sang a George Michael banger for us on the Barmy Old Podcast, episode 11.
Yes, I think you're done with the sofa. I think you're done with the hall. And I think you're done with the kitchen table, baby. So let's go outside.
Let's go outside
in the sunshine. I know I said you couldn't, but I now say let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
That's the guideline. How it's going to go is anybody's guess. So Matt Hancock, he says, don't you worry about the things we've ruined. Yeah. Got my friends in high places, and none of us really know quite what we're doing. Let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
In the sunshine. I know you want to, and I've now said, let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
That's the guideline. It's let's see how this goes, advice at best. And yes, I've had COVID, and once I even saw a fridge, and I hid. I can't think how many kids I have. Is it 24 or 7?
24, 24, 7.
You say you don't want it, you might get it. We've really not been tracing it before. So it's nothing more but fingers crossed. It's nothing more, it's nothing more, it's nothing more. Back to nature. It's human nature. Tory voters wondering if we're going to survive this. Come on, you've got to have faith.
When we started the Barmy Old Podcast back in March, we were playing out almost all archive sketch and song stuff from my radio shows on BRNB, the Barmy Brummies, and Heart FM's Sunday Carver. And those were from 15 to 20 years ago. But by episode 3 and 4, we started writing the odd bit of fresh topical stuff in amongst the archive material. Nowadays, it's flipped around very much, with the show being, I reckon, 80% new and 20% archive, something like that. Our first new parody song was this one, as we set our sights on TalkSport and Sky Sport's genial mid-morning host, Jim White. So he's very familiar to you all. He does mid-mornings on TalkSport and then quite often Sky Sports News in the afternoon straight after. This guy works incredibly hard every weekday on both live radio and live TV, and he's never stuck for something to say, as his co-hosts like Natalie Sawyer usually found out to their cost, trying to get a word in edgeways. We imagine Jim suddenly going on a power grab, looking to utterly dominate broadcasting during those early weeks of lockdown.
You know what? Every Thursday, the whole nation claps for our marvellous NHS, fantastic carers and other brilliant frontline essential workers. And I'd like to think that just a tiny smattering of all that amazing applause goes out to the often overlooked essential workers. Yes, I'm talking about the broadcasters, the presenters, who are keeping the great people of Britain informed and entertained during these difficult times. Because when you put TalkSport on, then you know I'm gonna be the voice that you're all listening to. Then stick Sky Sports on, and you know I'm gonna be the face that's staring back at you. Now Natalie, when we're hosting, then you know I'm gonna be the one who's talking over you. Yes, Natalie, when we're on air,
Yes, when you're on the air with me, then you'll have absolutely sweet Eddie to do.
And why?
Cause I can talk for 500 hours, and I can talk for 500 more. Just to be the man who talks for 1,000 hours whilst Natalie says sod all.
I'm on TalkSport.
I'm on TalkSport.
I'm on Sky Sports.
I'm on Sky Sports. And I reckon I'll be on the BBC quite soon.
I'm on TalkSport.
I'm on TalkSport.
I'm on Sky Sports.
I'm on Sky Sports.
And I reckon I'll be on the BBC quite soon.
You know what? I reckon I could present every single show. It'd be just me. Could you imagine it? Natalie no more. Bob Mills no more. Cundy no more. Goff no more. Durham no more. Jeff Stelling no more. Chris Kamara no more. Woods no more. Hawksby no more. Jacobs no more. Goldstein no more. Sags no more.
It'd be fantastic. And not only would it be fantastic, it would be amazing. It'll be just me.
Cause you know it's a fact that I'm better than Gary Lineker. Whilst I am a class act, he's just a crisp-feeding amateur.
Oh, Twitch is going to go into absolute meltdown over this.
We'll finish our parody song special with a bit of Rod Stewart, I think. The migrant crossings in the English Channel became a very, very hot topic during August, as some people bemoaned the arrival of folk fleeing all sorts of unspeakable horrors in their home countries. And TV news crews got into boats themselves to go out into the Channel and try to engage with those trying to reach these shores in the hope of a better life than the one that they left behind. Rod the Mod had it all summed up for us.
Quick, go and get him! Go and get him!
They'll be cleaning,
at your Farage, he will be fuming. He's a nasty piece of work. Oh, the Lord, he's a nasty piece of work. Oh, the Lord, he's a nasty piece of work.
All right, that's enough parody songs for now, I think. I do hope you enjoy that little collection of just some of our musical work from the past 6 months of Barmy Old Podcasts. And if you like what you hear and you're maybe a bit late to what we've been doing, please remember that we've got 24 half-hour episodes that you can find where you got this episode that's packed with even more tunes as well as our topical sketches and archive stuff from years ago. A rate, review and subscribe is always, always welcome for our show. And there's been some really fantastic comments I've seen online for what we've been doing. So many, many thanks if you fall into that category. Episode 25 will kickstart our return to, I suppose, what you might call normal programming towards the end of September, if you could ever describe what we do as normal. Thanks to Sean and Andy for their continued top, top work on this show. Gosh, sound like Harry Redknapp. Yeah, chop, chop, work. Yeah, brilliant. And we'll see you on the next edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Odd Podcast, all right? And as Des would say, even though he's not featured on this today, cheerio.